From Capital Public Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak. Coronavirus cases worldwide are now at over 43,000. That's in more than two dozen countries. There are more than 1,000 deaths. One more case in California was confirmed overnight, bringing the total to 7. There are cases in Arizona, Illinois, Massachusetts, Washington, and Wisconsin. We're going to bring this conversation, though, to Sacramento County, where influenza, the flu, is a more real and immediate concern for people right now. Dr. Peter Bielenson is joining us by phone. He's the director of the Sacramento County Department of Health Services. Dr. Bielenson, glad to have you back on Insight.
Thanks, Beth. Appreciate it.
So in Sacramento County, give me a comparison right now of concern and attention between coronavirus and the flu.
Yeah, I very much appreciate that. As you have been reporting, there have been actually zero cases of the coronavirus in Sacramento. We've had about 60 cases of intensive care unit admissions for the flu and 10 deaths in Sacramento County alone. And that compares to 25 million cases of the flu in the United States to date, 150,000 hospitalizations, and 10,000 deaths all in the United States due to the flu. So right now, obviously, the flu is a much, much bigger problem, and we're still in the midst of the flu season, so it's important to get your vaccination.
What does this flu look like, or are there different strains showing up?
There are different strains. There's A and B. It's mostly A so far. That doesn't really mean terribly much as much as just getting the vaccine, because the vaccine covers three or four different strains of the flu. And so it's important to get the flu vaccine, even if it is not as effective as some might hope. It still reduces the severity of a case of the flu.
What does A look like in its onset?
A looks like B. It comes on as a sort of like hurts your muscle, gives muscle aches, fever, fatigue. It obviously affects older people and those with chronic conditions more efficiently than others. But it's a significant effect on human beings.
So there's a question here that applies to both flu and coronavirus, and that is, from getting the virus to being able to treat it to it causing death, what happens, and why for some people and completely not for others?
Very good question. They don't really know too much about the coronavirus other than to know that the inflammation that it causes in the lungs causes the pneumonia and the shortness of breath and the potential hospitalizations or deaths. We're just learning more about, I guess it's called COVID-19 now, which is the novel coronavirus. It's also important to point out that when you hear the coronavirus, if you get tested for coronavirus in the general healthcare world, it is generally not testing for COVID-19. They're actually testing for a variety of coronaviruses, some of which cause the common cold. So having coronavirus in and of itself is not particularly dangerous. The only potentially dangerous strain is this COVID-19. And as you reported, there are only 13 cases so far in the United States in the entire country.
So is that the same as what we're now calling the novel coronavirus, separate from SARS, separate from MERS, the past coronaviruses?
Correct. It's the novel coronavirus. And the reason it's called coronavirus, a little hint, is because the virus looks like a crown. That's why it's called coronavirus.
All right. So what to do here? How to be watchful for flu or coronavirus? When to just stay home and take care of yourself? And when to decide to check in with a doctor?
So really the only reason to check in with a doctor is if you've recently been to Wuhan or potentially mainland China. If you have any of those symptoms of flu-like symptoms of fever, fatigue, cough, shortness of breath, those sorts of things. If you have been to Wuhan, China, or maybe mainland China, then you should report those to your doctor and talk to that him or her first about whether you should come in and whether you should just be tested. If you have those same symptoms, the symptoms of the flu, and you have not been to China, it is immensely more likely, almost infinitely more likely that you'd be affected with the flu. And you should use the typical preventive things like coughing into your sleeve, washing your hands frequently, avoiding others who may be sick, et cetera.
I think you should repeat the washing your hands and maybe the 20 seconds, which is about like singing row, row, row your boat three times while you're washing your hands.
Or going through the alphabet, you know, A, B, C, D, 20 seconds. Washing your hands frequently is very, very important for all infectious diseases, particularly the viral diseases, which these are, because antibiotics don't work against viruses. So the best way to prevent them is to prevent them from coming on board from the first place.
I am talking to Dr. Peter Bielenson. He's the director of the Sacramento County Department of Health Services. Again, to repeat, there are no cases of coronavirus, even suspected cases, in Sacramento County. However, the flu is really raging. We're in the peak time of flu season in California anyway, aren't we?
Correct. February and March are the peak season. So it's not too late. It takes maybe a couple weeks to get full immunity from the vaccine. So it's not too late to get vaccinated, and I highly recommend it.
And would you do some myth busting? There is some idea that maybe while you're waiting for that immunity to kick in, the flu shot has other impacts in your body, depressing immunity or whatever. Would you clarify what's happening from the time you get that shot until you are immune?
It does not depress immunity. It actually increases immunity, which is the whole point of the vaccine. And it does not cause an illness. It's a portion of the virus that is used that is not infectious, that is in the vaccine, and it does not cause the flu. So it is absolutely a safe vaccine to have, and I highly recommend getting vaccinated before the end of the flu season.
I'm going to jump back to coronavirus right now. The U.S. State Department has a do not travel advisory to China. So that's changing spring and summer vacation plans. It's shifting educational and study abroad plans. It's impacting business and tourism. Dr. Anthony Fauci talked to The Washington Post, Dr. Bielenson, and said, we're not past the point of containment, but in the United States, we are in the containment phase because we're identifying, isolating cases, tracing cases. Do you want to add to that information about where we are right now and where California is?
Yeah, we're certainly containing this situation. It may not be anywhere near as serious as it has originally sounded, because we, in terms of fatality rate, there are about 45,000 cases about total, in almost all of them in China, and then 1,000 deaths. So you would figure that's about 2.5% fatality rate, right? But in fact, in most of these situations, whether it's MERS or West Nile virus or a whole bunch of things that have come up every 3 or 4 years, it turns out that there are often many, many more people who have gotten sick with this disease and have a much more mild effect and therefore have not reported it. So the mortality rate is probably not as severe as it appears right now.
The fear.
Just to say that it is probably appropriate that we're doing these kinds of quarantines, but it is having a significant amount of effect on the countries that are involved, particularly China. And so as soon as we find out that this does not hopefully have as severe a mortality rate as it seems to right now, people will become more realistic about the illness.
I'm sure doctors' offices are getting those calls from people who have travel scheduled and asking, can I travel? Can I wear a mask? Is that safe enough? And what about domestic travel versus overseas travel? What's your guidance?
Domestic travel is absolutely fine. The only overseas travel I would recommend against, and it is actually required, is not going to mainland China until we've learned more about this disease. And thirdly, the masks that you see, the paper masks that people are using, are basically not useful at all, unless there are N95 masks, which you may remember was what we were talking about using during the fire season a couple years ago or a year ago. Those masks are fitted for people's faces and actually make a difference. These paper masks really make very little difference.
All right. Is there anything else here that you want to add that I might not have asked about that's important for people in Sacramento County, Northern California area to know?
These types of illnesses come up every 3 to 4 years. They get a decent amount of media hype, although you're doing a very good job of controlling that. And very importantly, again, the flu is by far the most significant communicable disease in our region at this time. And we need to make sure that people wash their hands, sneeze into their crooks of their elbows, throw tissue paper away if they've used it, and get vaccinated.
All right. Thank you so much, Dr. Bielenson.
Thank you.
That is Dr. Peter Bielenson, the director of the Sacramento County Department of Health Services. We have posted links to a number of stories related to both flu and coronavirus. Those are at capradio.org/insight. Here's a programming note. NPR special coverage of the New Hampshire primary will start this evening at 5 p.m. You'll hear it on Cap Radio. For the rest of the hour, we're going to focus on World War II and a time of Japanese internment. Photographer Paul Kitagaki joins me after a short break. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.